Ooh, big swing and a
big
miss.
Big swing and a miss indeed, Sean. Big strikeout for Rosario.
That'll bring us to the top of the third. We'll be back with your Palm Beach Cardinals radio.
What you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to your Palm Beach Cardinals radio as we go into the top of the third inning. Peñagua with a curveball outside. Capanna from the top of the order for the Marauders at the plate. Capanna coming in with a 2.02 average on the season.
Oh, that one ripped, Sean. That's going to be a base hit. Campana, nice base hit over to first.
That'll bring up Brendan Dixon in the lineup for the Marauders.
So a nice rip over to left field for Campana.
Dixon with a hit already in this game. Trying to see if he can get another one here. Breaking ball inside by Peñagua. Count now 1-0. Peñagua getting his pitch. Dixon setting his feet. Ooh. Just grabs a piece of that a little bit too high. Count now 2-0. Kick by Peñagua. Fastball inside. Count now 3-0.
Yeah, count now 3-0 with a runner on first. Peñagua doesn't want to give this batter a free ride.
No, he doesn't.
Much needed strike there. Count now 3-1.
Dixon setting his feet. Still have a runner on first for the Marauders. Looks like that catches just a little piece of Dixon, and Peñagua will walk him to first.
Yeah, so Peñagua now approaching close to 50 pitches on the day here in the top of the third. Has a runner on first, has Dixon at first, Campana at second.
That'll bring up Jace Bowen in the lineup for the Marauders. Score is 0 runs, 3 hits, 0 errors for your Marauders. For your Palm Beach Cardinals, 0 runs, 2 hits, 0 errors. As you go into the top of the third here. Peñagua checking his runners a little. Got his pitch. Big swing and a miss by Bowen. Count now 0-1.
Yeah, Bowen knows he has an opportunity to blow this game wide open right now. Good player at the plate. Definitely a chance to do some good here on offense. Here comes the pitch.
Breaking ball inside. Count now 1-1. Yeah, we just have to see with two runners on base, they definitely have a chance to get some runs in here. See if Bowen can settle in and knock one in for the Marauders. Peniagua checking his runners. Breaking ball inside. Count now 2-1.
Yeah, Sean, and with nobody out, runners on first and second, Peniagua does not want to put himself into a messy situation so early into the game.
Still in the third inning, though. Still a lot of baseball to play. Bowen sets his feet here, and Peniagua gets his pitch. Runner's threatening.
Oh, Sean, wow, that was close. Peniagua with the throw to Hernandez. Did he get him out? Oh, no, they're moving the runners over. So whatever the result was out of that, Campana moves to third, Dixon moves to second. What a turn of events there.
I think you only have two chances to check your runners. And
maybe.
Peniagua used up his chance.
He almost got him, though.
Almost.
Brandon. That was a good pickoff try.
Hernandez definitely with a little.
Oh, and this one passed everybody. I mean, holy moly, what a hit, Sean, by Bowen.
Yeah, base hit, grounds out, just past the shortstop to left field. That'll bring in.
The Cardinals didn't look like they were ready for that one, but they're the ones pitching. I mean, wow.
Nice run in by Campana as he gives the first run for the Marauders here. Dixon advances to third.
Bowen placing that one easily past the Rivas and Mora between third and shortstop position there. And with no outs, the Marauders jumping on to a 1-0 lead here. And this one flickered over Hernandez grabbing it for the first out of the inning. Wow, a much-needed first out, Sean.
Much needed. Looks like the wind caught a little bit of that as it popped up and sailed right over into the third, into Brandon's hand. Second baseman looks like he was able to pop up and grab that one before it got away from him. Two runners on base for the Marauders still. Mike Jarvis at the plate for the Marauders. Peniagua getting his pitch.
Oh, they caught a piece of that one, and that one caught a piece of him there, Sean.
Yeah, it looks like he may need some time to readjust here. Count now 1-1.
So Jarvis 0-for-1 on the day with a .256 average. No home runs on the year. Definitely an opportunity here to get some RBIs in with Dixon at third and a runner on first here.
Peniagua getting his pitch. Jarvis setting his feet. The kick up.
Oh, that one ripped over the head of Mora, Sean. And that's going to, what are they calling it, a foul?
Yeah, I think they called that foul out of play.
Okay, well, that was a loud foul with everybody going and in position.
Yeah, it looked like it
just
was
foul. Wow.
Ride that baseline, but it pushed just outside.
Yeah, and that win, let me tell you, that could have been the deciding factor there of two runs.
Everyone took off.
Everybody was taking off, and everyone was going to be safe. That was going to be nicely hit into that left field gap there. But here we are again with Jarvis.
Count now 1-2. Jarvis setting his feet. Peñagua.
Nice strike out there shown by Peñagua. A nasty breaking ball, regrouping really well. Really well. And that's his third strikeout of the day.
That'll bring up Jacob Goldfarb, the catcher for the Marauders.
Yeah, Peñagua limiting the damage thus far. Now two outs in the inning, trying to punch out the third one here.
Two runners for the Marauders, though, still threatening.
If Peñagua can get out of this inning with just one run allowed, man, that's a big win for them. Because there was so much going on in this inning, Sean.
A lot of hits for the Marauders. As we've got two runners still on base. Count now 0-2. As Peñagua throws a breaking ball inside. Goldfarb setting his feet. Peñagua getting his pitch.
Oh, punched him out, Sean. And that's strikeout number 4 for Peñagua. Much needed to get out of this jam.
We'll go to the bottom of the third. We'll be back with your Palm Beach Cardinals radio.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to your Palm Beach Cardinals radio broadcast. Sean Tomlinson here as we go into the bottom of the third inning. Sander Mora is up at the plate for your Palm Beach Cardinals. Del Rosario still on the mound for the Marauders. Count 0-1. Fastball inside by Del Rosario. Mora with a nice hit to center field. Ooh, just out. Caught by the second baseman. Thrown to the first baseman. With a nice out there on Mora. That'll bring up Brandon Hernandez in the lineup. Second baseman. Hernandez coming in with a 145 average on the year. I know he wants to bring that up here today. Curveball just outside the plate. Count 1-0. Del Rosario going back to the same pitch. Count now 2-0. Looks like Hernandez caught a little piece of that one. Count now 2-1. Rosario with the fastball inside. Count now 2-2. Rosario. Looks like Hernandez caught a little piece of that to the shortstop. Thrown to the first baseman, and Hernandez is hit out. So that'll bring us to the top of the order. We'll be back with Tyler Reichenborn. Number four center fielder, coming in with an average of 288 on the season. 13 RBIs. Wild pitch by Del Rosario, count 1-0. No runners on base for the Cardinals. Nice pop-up hit by Reichenborn, as that's caught by the left fielder, Brown. And that'll take us to the bottom, to the top of the fourth. We'll be back with your Palm Beach Cardinals radio.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to your Palm Beach Cardinals radio. This is Sean Tomlinson with Walter Works here as we go to the top of the fourth inning. Peñagua with a curveball outside. Count now 1-1. DH for the Marauders, Wyatt Hendry at the plate. Hendry caught the bottom of that first baseman. And the pitcher coming together to make a nice out on Hendry.
Yeah, Mendoza with a nice grab there, Sean, over to Peñagua, who's able to get to first for a nice put out, given the first out of the inning here. Top of the third.
That'll bring up
top
Randy
of the fourth.
Romero for your Marauders. Peñagua with a breaking ball inside. Count now 1-0. Nice hit by Romero. Drive lines to shortstop, who throws it to the first baseman, and he is out.
Yeah, nice play there by Rivas at short to make the nice hard throw to Mendoza at first, and that puts out the second out there now in the top of the fourth inning.
That'll bring up Luke Brown at the bottom of the order for the Marauders.
Yeah, so Romero's struggles continue at the plate.
Peñagua with a fastball down the middle. Count now 0-1 as he receives his pitch. Foul tip by Brown. Count now 0-2. Brown setting his feet. Peñagua with the kick. Breaking ball inside. Count now 1-2.
Yeah, Peñagua looking for a quick inning of work here, approaching his 70th pitch.
no one warming up for the Cardinals either, so this may be his game today.
Yeah, and Paniagua's been that guy that they've counted on to get them through the innings here.
Curveball just outside the plate.
He's a guy that has some good velocity. He's got some great control. He's got a good breaking ball. He's got a good breaking ball. You know, he could throw a nice curveball when needed. And he's got a 2.13 ERA in the season, so he's been productive. And the Cardinals are trusting him here.
Big swing and a miss by Paniagua.
His fifth strikeout of the day, Sean.
We'll be back going to the bottom of the fourth with your Palm Beach Cardinals radio.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We are back with the bottom of the fourth inning. Osvaldo Tavalin up to bat for the Cardinals. Del Rosio still the pitcher for your Marauders. Fastball down the middle. Count now 0-1. Big swing and a miss by Tavalin. Count now 0-2. Tavalin with an average of 281. Definitely some power behind those hits. 22 RBIs on the season. As that's a foul tip to right field. Count remains the same, 0-2.
Yeah, Tavalin has put together a nice season, Sean, as you were mentioning his stats with that 281 average. Nice work there. This one ripped, getting by the first baseman there, Bowen, Sean. A nice base hit for Tavalin, just talking about his good work in the season. What a way to start the inning there.
Definitely came into play. Nice pop hit to right field, just by Bowen. Great offensive play.
Yeah, so Tavalin getting on the bags there at first to start this inning here.
That'll bring up Brady Whalen, DH, for the Cardinals. Del Rosario with a nice fastball down the middle. Count 0-1.
I'm getting a good look at that one there. What is it going to be?
That was a challenge.
Looks like it was overturned.
Overturned. Count 0-2 now off of that challenge. Del Rosario getting his pitch. Whalen setting his feet. Breaking ball inside. Count now 1-2. Cardinals do have a runner on first. See if they can capitalize on this momentum.
Rosario approaching just over 40 pitches here. Got a big swing and a miss, and he does punch him out, Sean. So that's Del Rosario's third strikeout of the game. A much-needed first out there for the Marauders.
Yeah, with a runner on base for the Cardinals, you don't want to give them a chance to get another hit, increase their runs. So nice job by Del Rosario.
Yeah, this is going to bring up the shortstop, Rivas, to the plate.
Rivas with the 275 averages.
Oh, that one getting away as Rosario throwing over to first, gets by Bowen. And wow, Sean, Tavallin getting over to second there.
Looks like a misplay by the first baseman. Bowen just, Del Rosario wanted to check his runner. Bowen missing that catch, and
yeah,
Tavallin taking off to second. So nice play by the Cardinals. Oh, nice pop hit by Rivas.
Looks like Romero's going to get to it.
And he does, giving us the second out of the inning. Nice power hit by Rivas, just not enough to get it out of the way of the outfielder as they came in and grabbed it.
Yeah, Rivas trying to get a quick hit there, jump the gun on offense, trying to ride the momentum of what had just happened with Tavallin being over to get over to second. The speedy Tavallin showing all the tricks in the bag there as Rosario throws this one over.
McKeithen's head. Up to bat for the Cardinals. McKeithen coming in with a 212 average on the season. Tavallin is on second base threatening for your Cardinals as Rosario gets his pitch. Curveball just outside the plate. Count now 2-0.
Dixon shifting over on that play. Over to closer to first from the second baseman position there.
Tavallin has some speed. You don't want to get too close off that bag on him. Del Rosario with a nice fastball down the middle. Count now 3-0. As he doesn't want to walk McKeithen here.
Yeah, it's been an offensive onslaught for both teams, but just 1-0. Both pitchers somehow able to manage to keep it close. And this one ripped, Sean. That one's going to be wow, what a cat. Is it? No. It's going to be a hit. Wow, Campana. It looked like he dove, Sean, and got to it. Looks like he just didn't get to it. Maybe the ball hit the dirt. Bringing a runner home and now tying the game. What a hit by McKeithen.
McKeithen with a nice hit up center field. Looks like he just dove for it. To me, it looked like he grabbed it, but
yeah,
game still in play. Tavallin brings it in to bring in a nice run for your Palm Beach Cardinals. Score 1-1.
Oh, man. How great exciting.
Hit. Great hit by McKeithen.
It looked like he had came up with the ball in the mitt. Looked like a clean catch from this angle, but man, the Cardinals, things rolling their way now. 1-1 here in the fifth. In the bottom of the fourth, I should say.
Darlene Moquette is up to bat for your Cardinals as he avoids a pitch right by his head by Del Rosario. Count now 1-1.
Yeah, so approaching 50 pitches, Del Rosario gonna want to get out of this one quick. As the Cardinals taking all the opportunities they can. This one ripped over to the shortstop. Easy play over to Dixon, getting them out of the inning. But the Cardinals make some damage happen. Game tied at 1.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much. But that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to your Palm Beach Cardinals radio as we get set here for your fifth inning. Cardinals warming up here. Peñagua on the mound with McKeithen. Up next for your Bradenton Marauders, we have Sergio Campana coming up to bat here.
Top of the fifth inning, Sean. Been an exciting game so far.
Peñagua with a breaking ball inside, count 1-0. Very exciting so far, Walter. What a game. Score is so close, but it seems like it's been so far away as the Marauders and Cardinals are tied.
This one ripped over to the third baseman, Sean. That one's going to be safe. Wow, what a hit. And look, Mora did everything he could do, but Mendoza couldn't stay on the bag, and that's a runner on first for the Marauders to start the inning.
Nice hit by Campana. Yeah, it looked like Mendoza just couldn't, had to jump up really high to grab that one off from all the way from the third baseman, so just couldn't bring it down in time. Definitely a nice play by the Marauders. Great hit by Campana. Yeah. Up next for the Marauders, Dixon. Dixon. The nice hit to center field.
Reichenborn by the warning track, Sean, for a loud out number one. Dixon getting a lot of that ball, just not enough.
Reichenborn seemed to be right under it just in time. Jace Bowen coming up to bat for your Marauders.
So I was, as I was saying, in the hit category, Marauders 5 hits now, Cardinals 4 hits. The offense has been busy. Surprisingly, though, just 1-1. The defense has held here for both teams.
And both teams getting very good hits in. Peñagua with a breaking ball inside, count now 1-0. Both teams getting very good hits in. Nice runs. Great defense by both teams, though. Making sure that the game doesn't get too far ahead of one side. We're playing a very good game of baseball here today.
Yeah, very good strategic game being played by both teams. As Peñagua now approaching 80 pitches on the day. Tries to get the second out here. Maybe even a double play. Checking the runner there at first, but safe. Mendoza and Peñagua working together.
Campana has speed, so you do want to make sure you don't let any bases get away from you here. Just one out.
Oh, and he's going, Sean, going halfway. But what was that? We were just talking about his speed, and now he's in a mix-up here, running into Hernandez at second for out number two. A lot of speed, but you got to be able to put it together in the moment. Just not strong base running.
No, not strong base running at all. It looks like Campana got stuck between Hernandez and Mendoza.
Trying to say it nicely.
And just fell apart there. Nice double play by the Cardinals, though. That'll bring up Jace Bowen now, count 2-2 with a nice fastball inside. Bowen with a base hit.
Man.
Just by Rivas. as it's caught out by left field, and that would be a nice base hit for Bowen as Bowen gets the first base.
That one getting past Rivas and Mora right in between second and third. Nice hit indeed, Sean. And with two outs now, getting over to first is Bowen.
Still a very good defensive game played by the Cardinals. With two outs and just one runner on base, you still have very good potential to get out this inning fairly safe. Mojica up to bat for the Cardinals. Mojica coming in with a 224 average. Foul tip by Mojica. Count 1-0. Paniagua getting his pitch. Mojica setting his feet.
Looks like somebody's starting to get up, at least stand up in the Palm Beach Cardinals bullpen. Or at least get a ball in their hand here. You would think, Sean, Paniagua's already over 80 pitches here in the top of the fifth. Pitching a good game, though. He's got 5 strikeouts thus far.
Very good game so far. Keeping the game in front of him, not letting it get too out of control. Very good pitching here today by Paniagua. As that's a breaking ball inside. Count now 2-1.
That one up and inside for a ball. Count now 3-1 here in the top of the fifth inning. Score tied at 1. Marauders and Cardinals here at the Dean.
As Paniagua checks. Bowen here. Mojica setting his feet. Foul hit by Mojica. Count now 3-2.
So with two outs here, the Cardinals are definitely thinking that Paniagua can get them out of this inning as nobody is actively warming up in the bullpen here with two outs. We saw somebody getting up there for a moment, but getting back down, and it looks like the Cardinals are trusting Paniagua here, Sean.
As he's coming up on 90 pitches now.
Oh, and a big strikeout for Mojica. That's his 6th strikeout of the game, Sean. Man.
That'll bring us to the top of the 6th. We'll be back with your Palm Beach Cardinals radio.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Back with your ML MILB Palm Beach Cardinals radio broadcast. Sean and Walter here with you as we go into the bottom of the fifth inning. Raymond Mendoza at the plate for your Palm Beach Cardinals. Mendoza with a nice fly hit to center field.
And Campana making that catch, Sean.
Nice hit, but Campana just right beneath it. Catches that for a nice out. That'll bring up Sandy Mora.
Back again at the Dean on this beautiful Sunday, ladies and gentlemen.
Chopped hit by Mora.
Oh, man, what a throw by Rosario getting past the first baseman there. And Mora going to be able to round over to third, Sean. Wowzers.
Bowen just not able to bring it in as misses it, goes straight into the Cardinals bullpen, and Mora turns the Jets on as he rounds the third.
In a game that's so close, right, 1-1, those are the mistakes that you just cannot afford to make, and that's exactly what the Marauders did there. An erratic throw, nice job getting to the ball, but Rosario just with that wild throw over to first.
Yeah, and it was off a nice little chop hit, too. Nothing crazy out, nothing in the outfield, just a nice little hit. Just missed plays by the Marauders.
And listen, Mora doesn't necessarily bring such a threat to the plate, right? He's had struggles all season. He has had that batting average at just about 130. But you have to respect the speed that he has. And he was easily able to get from first. And this one ripped past the shortstop. You know Mora's going to try to get home, Sean. The throw to home, no chance. Over to second. He's going to be out at second.
But Mora bringing in a nice run for the Cardinals as that brings him up to 2-1. Hernandez just not able to get past the second baseman, Dixon, as Dixon taps him out. Oh, we'll keep going here. That'll bring up, for the top of the order, Tyler Reichenborn.
Wow, Sean, that was, listen, I even got frozen my words. That was exciting. You know, Mora, he was definitely going to try to round third and go home, even though they got the out there. They were able to get that 2-1 win. That came from that costly play at first earlier.
Reichenborn with a nice chop.
Ooh. Nice out there. Okay, and that one's going to get us out the inning, folks.
We'll be back with the top of the sixth. This is Palm Beach Cardinals Radio.
Court all wet because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
are back with your Palm Beach Cardinals radio broadcast. It looks like the Palm Beach Cardinals will be swapping out pitchers here as we bring up Edwin Nunez, number 46, coming from the DR, acquired as an international free agent in 2020 for your Palm Beach Cardinals. Up the bat here for the Marauders, we have Mike Jarvis, shortstop. Nunez getting his pitch, breaking ball inside, count now 1-1.
Yeah, an exciting close to that fifth inning, Sean, with the Cardinals jumping in on top 2-1.
Curveball just over the plate, count now 2-1.
Now it's going to be Nunez's job to keep that lead, huh? Tough task here for the Cardinals against the Marauders. That one ripped past the shortstop, Sean. Wow. So Rivas not able to get to it.
Yeah, it looks like he just missed that one as he dived down for it. Jarvis with a nice hit to center field will bring him up to first base, and he stays there for now. Up next for your Marauders, we have Jacob Goldfarb, the catcher. Nunez here, checking his feet on the mound. Got a runner on first for your Marauders. No outs. Big swing and a miss by Goldfarb. Count now 0-1. Nunez checking his runners. Runner, I should say. Breaking ball inside for Nunez. Count now 1-1.
Marauders with 7 hits on the day. Cardinals with 6. But the Marauders with those 2 costly errors, Sean. If you notice the box score, that sticks out.
Yeah, a few misplays by the Marauders here definitely turned the tide in this game.
Cardinals looking to take the series today here at the Dean. It would be a big boost of momentum for your Palm Beach Cardinals as the runner steals second there. He's going to do it easily, Sean.
Yeah, Jarvis definitely has got some speed.
Oh, yeah.
He steals second here right under Nunez's nose.
So Goldfarb with an opportunity here with no outs to move that runner at second, possibly getting this game even for the Marauders, maybe even more. And that's a hit. They're going to exactly do that, Sean, as it falls right in front of Tavalin, and that's going to bring home the run. Did I predict that or what? Holy moly, the Marauders did exactly what they needed to do. Now it's a 2-2 game here in the top of the sixth, Sean.
Nice hit by Goldfarb to the right fielder, basically taking the ball away from play. So as Jarvis runs to third, the ball's in the other direction. Great play by Goldfarb.
Yeah, the speedy Jarvis was able to steal second easily, and that was the whole point of everything, huh? The strategy really, really doing well there. This one getting hit over to second. He's going to throw it over to get that first out. So Hernandez picking up the ball there, getting it over to Rivas for the put out at second for the first out.
Yeah, nice out on Goldfarb. It looks like there was some great communication there between the shortstop and the second baseman, Hernandez. So great play by the Cardinals to not let the Marauders get too ahead of themselves here.
Yeah, Hendry, though, able to be on first safely. So the Marauders still have that runner on at first now with one out.
Hendry here is your DH for your Marauders. Randy Romero at the plate for your Marauders here. Breaking ball inside. Count 0-1.
All overturned. All one.
And that will be a ABS challenge that will be overturned. Count 1-0. Nunez with a nice curveball over the plate. Count now 2-0.
Yeah, that one just low. Called the ball. Could have gone either way.
Looks like that one was a little low, too. Count now 3-0.
Yeah, so Romero with a nice lead here in the count. 3-0 with one out. Nunez does not want to give up a base on balls here.
Nice fastball down the middle by Nunez. Count now 3-1. Romero setting his feet. Nunez with the kick. Foul tip by Romero.
Yeah, that count one. Now full. That one just fouled down third baseline. Got the count though. 3-2, Sean. So Nunez catching up there.
Does not want to walk this walker. Does not want to walk this runner here.
Oh, this one smacked. Is Moquette going to get to it? By the warning track, that one's going to hit the wall, Sean. And both runners are going pretty aggressively. Nobody's going to be able to score. But that's going to get Romero with a nice double pointing up to the sky. What a hit.
What a hit. And just what the Marauders needed, have both runners threatening on runs here. Top of the sixth. Great play by Romero.
Yeah, Sean. Romero with speed. Got that double really easy there. Hendry able to get over to third. Moquette, man, that looked like it could have gone out of the park. Just hitting the wall. Wow. Much needed hit and some offense for the Marauders. As we have a little meeting at the mound with Nunez, Sean. Maybe to calm him down a little bit. What do you think?
Yeah, you... With Peñagua, Peñagua was very good at not letting the game get ahead of him. I think McKeith in here is trying to talk Nunez into that same game plan. Let's get some outs, some quick pitches off speed. Let's see if we can confuse the Marauders here.
Yeah, now with one out, Sean. Man, Brown has a chance to bust this game wide open with a 2-2 tie here in the top of the sixth.
Nunez with a curveball just outside the plate. Count now 1-0.
Marauders have been really good on offense with 9 hits today.
Breaking ball inside by Nunez. Count now 2-0. Runners threatening on second and third for your Marauders. And it seems like just when the Cardinals catch up the hits, the Marauders jump right back in front of them. With your Marauders, 9 hits over your Cardinals, 6 hits.
Yeah, it's been the 2 errors that's been the Marauders' kryptonite thus far, at least, you know, keeping them at a 2-2 tie because they've had some good offense.
Very good offense here by the Marauders.
The defensive mishaps have cost them.
Nunez with a nice fastball, a little low. Count now 3-0.
I'll tell you, though, Sean, here's a chance of redemption for all those errors, though. The Marauders in good position here with one out and runners on second and third. You know Brown can bring it at the plate. And that's a walk. Wow, Nunez, a pitch he really couldn't afford, loads the bases, Sean, with just one out here in the top of the fifth.
Definitely not where the Cardinals want to be. Definitely not with bases loaded. As you see, the infield starts to come up on the track a little bit. That'll bring up Sergio Capanna at the top of the order. Capanna definitely with some hit at the plate.
Oh, this one popped all the way up. It looks like Rivas is going to get... No, and that's Hernandez that gets behind Rivas to make the catch. So Hernandez coming all the way around from second to the behind, shortstop area there for a loud out number 2.
Yeah, just what the Cardinals needed, playing good defense, not letting the pressure of the game get to them as all the bases are loaded here for the Marauders.
And these are the type of jams that the Cardinals have to do better of getting out of. If you look at somebody like Peñagua, he has a great ERA coming into the season. It's been really the bullpen that has to keep things together and keep these holds in place. You can see how quick things can get out of hand now with Nunez trying to keep things in check.
Brendan Dixon up to the plate for your Marauders.
Oh, and that one thrown over. He's going to go home, Sean, and the Marauders are going to take a lead here. Wow, Nunes getting that pitch behind McKeithen at the plate. Seemed like a catchable ball there. It just hits the mitt, gets past him, and man.
Hendry takes off for the run.
Hendry went running. He got the go-ahead from Coach, and the Marauders taking a 3-2 lead here in the top of the sixth. Their second run of the inning, Sean.
Just bad mistakes by the Cardinals. Nunes with a wild pitch, just not able to bring it in.
And this one smacked. Oh, man, gets by Rivas. Another run coming, Sean. Another run going. Two-run score there on a two-run RBI single. And the Marauders are now on top 5-2. In the top of the sixth inning, pour it on here. With four runs in this sixth inning, Sean, what a hit. They're capitalizing right at when they needed to with two outs. And Nunes, just things are unfolding here quickly. Oh, my goodness, a wild pitch.
Wild pitch, another one.
That one slipped.
As Brown steals.
Slipped right out of his hand. You can see things getting pretty ugly here for Nunes.
No one warming up in the bullpen for the Cardinals, so it looks like they're sticking with him. He's going to have to figure out a way to get out this jam.
Wow, Sean, 5-2. That's the fourth run of this inning that we just saw. Two runs coming in on a single.
Yeah, and it looks like the Cardinals are going to call a timeout and have a little meeting here.
Yeah, McKeithen, Mendoza, Hernandez, Rivas, the whole infield with Mora coming over to maybe get some composure going on with Nunes, getting a little wild. That last pitch wasn't even in the vicinity of the mound.
Yeah, it looks like he's maybe nerves or, you know, just not used to the pressures of the game.
Well, here's the thing, Sean. Yesterday we saw a doubleheader, right? You had the honor of calling both games yesterday here at beautiful Roger Dean Stadium. And what you really saw was the Cardinals be dominant in one game, right, with the 7-3 win, and you saw the Marauders come back in game two and really take it to them, 13-1.
Yeah, it was a lot of hits, a lot of runs. It looks like the Marauders just capitalized on those mistakes. They saw them, played very good offensive baseball, and yeah, it was a sad night for the Cardinals.
Yeah, it was a sad night, a good afternoon, a sad evening, and now it's all rolling into this final game of the series. I mean, the Cardinals have an opportunity, if they win, to win the series. The Marauders would be able to cause a split there. But listen, these are the type of games that the Cardinals want to win. Nunes had the opportunity here to really get a nice game together for Peñagua, who was able to pitch a really good game today. But the bullpen unfolding here, Sean, in the top of the sixth.
Bowen at the plate for your Marauders. Count 1-1. Big swing and a miss by Bowen. Count now 1-2. Yeah, you would hope that the Cardinals have a game plan to get back into this, and hopefully it's playing very good defensive baseball, not letting any runners get away, no stolen bases, but we'll see here. Marauders do have a runner on second.
Oh, and he's going to steal third, and he does easily. So getting over to third, we have another runner stealing second. Stealing third, that is, Sean. So the Marauders being strategic on the base pads here. What an aggressive game on both sides of the ball here. Big swing and a foul tip there.
Count remains 2-2. As Dixon steals third.
Yeah, Dixon speedy on the pads there.
Nunes getting his pitch. Oh. Looks like that was just a little too high. Count now 3-2.
Yeah, Bowen, two hits on the day, 2-for-3 on the day. He has 5 home runs on the season, Sean, so he's a threat at the plate always.
Curveball just outside the plate, and just what Nunes didn't want. Walks Bowen as the Marauders now have two runners on bases.
Yeah, so this inning continues, Sean. Nunez trying to get through his first inning of work here. Just his first inning of work, he's already approaching 30 pitches. Imagine that, Sean.
Four hits.
Yeah, his ERA has boosted over a 10 just in this inning of work. So Nunez trying to regroup here and get the Cardinals out of this inning. Still a close game, though. We do see a runner stealing second, but of course that's going to bring a runner home, Sean.
As Dixon runs home and...
What is going on?
Bowen steals second.
McKeithen taking his gamble there, knowing that if he doesn't get the runner at second, a speedy Dixon is probably going to try to steal home.
And which he does. And
would that technically be a double steal? Wow.
Brings in a run for the Marauders. So the Marauders playing a very strategic game of baseball.
We saw a double steal there, Sean. Unbelievable with two outs. Talk about being aggressive on the base pads. McKeithen should have definitely probably held on to that one. Just let the runner take the base. But gambling and not coming through, not cashing in at all. But cashing in, the Marauders were, and so were Dixon now with a 6-2 lead here at the Dean.
Yeah, nice play by the Marauders. Again, very strategic baseball, not letting anything really miss them or catch their eye. Those two errors look non-existent now.
Oh, yeah.
As Mojica sets his feet, Nunez with a curveball just outside the plate. Count now 3-0.
As you can imagine, Sean, the Cardinals' bullpen has gotten pretty busy pretty quickly.
Yeah. We saw a very close game coming into the sixth, and it looks like we are watching as Nunez throws a wild pitch.
Oh, man.
Just catching Mojica as he walks Mojica to first.
Mojica trolleying over to first now as the inning just keeps going on for Nunez. And coach has had enough of this. The whole infield going to come in to just...
I think we're going to have a pitching change.
Yeah,
here.
Put a Band-Aid on here. Nunez, not the outing he wanted. Not even an inning of work here. Close to 40 pitches in that time. A 5-run sixth inning, Sean.
Yeah, the Marauders just capitalizing on those mistakes. As you said, we had a double steal, bases loaded. It looks like a full game in just one inning.
Yeah. And a 5-run sixth inning, like you mentioned, the Marauders having a tough go to start things out, right, with the two errors. Cardinals jumping on some opportunities. They were able to take the lead, right, in position to take this series. Look, it's still a close game. It's 6-2, but the Marauders have the momentum right now in the top of the sixth inning.
And as we get a number on this pitcher, it looks like we'll be bringing in, the Cardinals will be bringing in Jose Moreno. Moreno coming from Venezuela, an international free agent acquired in 2017 by the Palm Beach Cardinals. So let's see if Moreno has a little bit better luck than Nunez did. As Moreno's warming up here. And yeah, still a very close game, as you said, Walter. I don't think the Cardinals can still come back. They can definitely still win the game, just have to play better baseball.
Yeah, and we saw a double steal there for the last run, which was unique with two outs. Shows you how much the Marauders want this one. Part of the Pirates organization, this is a team that when, across all levels, when somebody plays, they're looking at an opportunity to bolster any roster. These games are really important to all these players. At any time, they can get the call, Sean, right? And look, the Marauders, like, I'm sure they're aggressive in part because they want to show what all their weapons possess, man. And you see it a lot today with the speed on the bases, right? You see a lot of opportunities being taken.
Yeah, they're fighting to get back to 500. At 18-20, they're right there. So if they can go into next week with 19-20 scoring the season, I feel like they're... That's definitely a better position to be in than 14-25.
That's right, Sean. As you mentioned, the Marauders 18-20 on the season in the Florida State League West, right behind Clearwater and Fort Myers. Just 6.5 games back of the first place Fort Myers team.
Jarvis with a nice pop-up hit here.
McKeithen looking over. Looks like that one's going to be well behind home plate. Right underneath us.
Just missed us.
And like we mentioned, this is a game that Palm Beach wants to win. Dead last in the Florida State League East, 12.5 behind the St. Lucie Mets, but they want to get into some better position, climb up that division ladder as this one is sailed over the plate ball.
Count now 2-1. Jarvis with an average of 262, so you know he's got some power behind that bat.
Now, the Cardinals do have a winning record, and that's at home. They're 12-11 here at the season on the Dean.
Ooh.
That one called ball. Going to be 3-1 now, Sean. 12-11 on the season here at the Dean. So that's good news for the Cardinals, looking to get a little bit more of that mojo going. Look, it's just a 6-2 lead here for the Marauders, Sean, so plenty of baseball to be played. And it's not a blowout, right?
Not yet, it's not. But Moreno looking to not walk this walker here. Jarvis with a nice pop-up hit. That is caught for a nice out as we get out of the sixth inning. Going to the bottom, we'll be back with your Palm Beach Cardinals radio.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to your Palm Beach Cardinals radio. Sean Tomlinson, Walter Works here as we go into the bottom of the sixth inning. Looks like we do have a pitching change here for the Marauders. See if we can get a number here for you guys. Dante Mendoza, 6'5", 186 pounds, coming from Torrance, California. Traded from Cleveland in 2018 to the Bradenton Marauders as we warm up here and get ready for the bottom of the sixth inning. Coming up to bat for your Cardinals will be Osvaldo Tavalin.
Yeah, Mendoza, Sean, going to try to keep this lead intact, right? We've seen a lot of action on both sides of the ball. But what we've seen is Marauders able to take advantage of the Cardinals' bullpen. And now we're going to wait and see if the Cardinals can do some of the same with the Marauders, right? They're going to try to take advantage of what the Marauders throw at them here.
Mendoza with a nice fastball inside. Count now 0-1. We get started here. Tavalin with a nice chop hit to shortstop. Thrown to Bowen. And that'll be a nice out for Tavallin.
Yeah, Dixon with a nice grab there, Sean. The speedy Dixon scooping up that ball over to Bowen. Marauders, quick first out to the inning.
Up next, Brady Whalen, designated hitter for the Cardinals. Mendoza.
Right over our heads.
See if anyone's running for this one. Nope. Mendoza getting his pitch. Curveball just outside the plate. Count now 1-1. As we get started here at the bottom of the sixth. Whalen setting his feet. Chopped hit.
Oh!
Just past the shortstop. As Whalen brings it in for a nice ground.
Just got past Dixon, Sean. And you know, not a lot of balls are going to get past Dixon. And a nice hit there by Whalen getting onto first. So a nice base hit there. Cardinals are on the pads here. In the bottom of the sixth inning, Sean. 6-2, Marauders on top.
Yeah, just what you need from your designated hitter. Nice hit. Mendoza with the breaking ball inside. Count now 1-0. Jeremy Rivas up to the plate for your Palm Beach Cardinals. Cardinals have one runner on first.
Oh, that one smacked to short over to Dixon to first. To Bowen, that's a double play. Wow. Nice play there, Sean.
Nice play as we go into the top of the seventh. We'll be back with your Palm Beach Cardinals radio.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Back with your Palm Beach Cardinals radio broadcast. Sean Tomlinson, Walter Works here. As we go into the top of the seventh, score still 6-2, Bradenton over Palm Beach, as Jose Moreno here throws a wild pitch outside. Count now 1-0. Jacob Goldfarb up to bat for the Marauders. Another curveball outside. Count now 2-0.
Marauders had a fantastic sixth inning, Sean. That's really what's been the difference of this game. As this one is smacked over to right field, center fieldish, as Campana is able, Reichenborn is able to get to that one.
Yeah, nice grab by Reichenborn, falling right underneath it. And just what the Cardinals need to stay back in this game. You know, you don't want it to get too ahead of you. Try to keep the runs contained. Up next for the Marauders, White Hendry.
And if you think about it, Sean, if it's not for that sixth inning, this game is pretty much pretty close, right?
Yeah, it's pretty neck and neck.
Yeah.
Jose Moreno with a nice curveball.
And this one is going to be out of – did he get it?
No, I think they called it out by ump.
Oh, no, he was out. So that is going to be an out. So nice catch by Mendoza there, Sean. A little bit out of my view and your view, but he did catch it there. So that's out number two.
Bringing up Randy Romero for your Marauders. And two quick outs for your Cardinals here.
Yeah, two quick outs. And this looked like it's going to be possibly a third quick out with Rivas calling it. But no, man, Moquette getting to it. And it is going to be a quick inning, Sean.
Looks like we'll be back with bottom of the seventh with your Palm Beach Cardinals Radio.
Your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
We are back with your Palm Beach Cardinals radio broadcast here. Sean Tomlinson, Walter Works. Looks like we do have a new pitcher for your Bradenton Marauders. Number 29.
Oh, nice catch there by Jarvis to start the inning, Sean.
That'll be a nice out there for your Cardinals. That'll be Johan Montero is the new
pitcher, huh?
New pitcher for the Bradenton Marauders coming in here.
New pitcher for the Marauders trying to hold on to the 6-2 lead at the Dean. It's been an interesting road trip for them. They were here for the Hammerheads last week, wrapping up a week here with the Cardinals.
Montero with a breaking ball inside. Count now 1-1.
Yeah, it's been an interesting road trip for the Marauders. Trying to get out of this one with a big win here. This one's popped up, and Dixon looks like Dixon's going to get it over at second. And he does, Sean. Out number two.
That was Darlene Moquette. with a nice hit. Just couldn't get it out the way of Dixon.
Yeah, popped all the way up, and Dixon with a routine fly ball there in the infield for the catch.
That'll bring up Ramon Mendoza coming up to the plate for the Cardinals. Montero with a nice curveball just outside the plate. Count 1-0. A little too high there. Breaking ball inside. Count now 2-0. No runners on base for your Cardinals.
Montero with a big strike there. Count now 2-1.
Mendoza looking to raise his batting average here. Foul tip by Mendoza. Nice contact though. Count now 2-2. Looks like we've got a little bit of wind here.
Ooh, that one got a piece of him, Sean. So Montero going to get a piece of the batter there.
And he will walk Mendoza to first.
Going to be a free base for the Cardinals.
That'll bring up Sander Mora, third baseman for the Cardinals. Ready to see what he can do. Put his Cardinals here on the board. Montero getting his pitch.
Cardinals would like to see.
Low and in the dirt. Count now 1-0.
Cardinals would like to see that runner advance to second. Anything to get another run in.
Breaking ball inside. Count now 2-0.
Looks like they're going to review it. Okay. So it remains a ball there. Count 2-0. Oh, and that one is smacked, Sean. Wow.
To left. To right field as he throws into Jarvis.
Yeah, Mora getting all of that one past the first baseman Bowen and Dixon there in between that gap between first and second. So a nice base hit by Mora. That's his second hit of the day, Sean.
That'll bring up Brandon Hernandez, number 3.
So you got some speed on the bases here with the Cardinals. Two outs here in the bottom of the seventh. Trying to make something happen. The game's still within reach, Sean, to say the least here.
Yeah, let's see if the Cardinals can capitalize on these two base runners here. Montero with a nice fastball inside. Count 1-0.
Yeah, with the game well within reach still. Two outs, though. They want to make something happen here. Nice breaking ball there from Montero for strike number, what was that, strike number 1 there? Count 1-1?
Count is 1-1. Montero getting his pitch. Runners threatening for the Cardinals.
Oh, that one is going to be a wild pitch bouncing all over the dirt, and the runners will advance, Sean, now on third and second with two outs here in the bottom of the seventh.
And the Cardinals looking to turn this game around here. Mendoza and Mora threatening for the Cardinals.
And with a 2-1 count, Montero going to try to get out of this inning. But the Cardinals looking to take advantage. Oh, a big swing and a miss there, Sean.
Count now 2-2 on Hernandez. Runner still threatening for the Cardinals.
Hernandez does have a hit on the day here.
Trying to make it another one. Curveball just outside the plate.
Nice eye there, bringing the count to 3-2. Talk about some seventh inning drama here with two outs, the count full. Runners on second and third, Sean, with Hernandez at the plate, trying to even things up here.
Two outs for the Cardinals, so they do have to be careful.
Oh, and that one is hit over, but right to Dixon, making the third to Bowen. And he's safe, Sean. He is safe.
As they bring in a nice run by the Cardinals.
Bowen, I guess, couldn't keep it on the bag, bringing a runner home for the Cardinals. And the Cardinals now bringing this one, inching just a little bit closer, 6-3 now. Marauders on top of the Cardinals. Reichenborn now going to try to bring another runner home. Maybe two or three, who knows? But the game well within reach, Sean.
Yeah, nice chopped hit by Hernandez, putting that ball right in between first and second base, just right where it needed to be. Bowen not able to get on the bags, taking advantage of those mistakes here.
Montero approaching 20 pitches here as now Goldfarb and the rest of the infield are going to come in and regroup with Montero here as they do not want things to get out of hand here with just, let me tell you, it's 6-3. There's two outs, but they can feel the momentum maybe shifting.
Yeah, the Cardinals are definitely playing a better strategic game of baseball here as we go into the bottom of the seventh. Two runners on base, one on third, one on first. Their hitters are hitting now. So Reichenborn with some hit and some speed. They don't want this game to get ahead of them.
Yeah, and I think coach is just letting the squad know here, hey, it's only one more out. We need to get out of this jam. We got a healthy lead. Let's not let things get out of hand. But they also know that Reichenborn, right, even though he has no hits today, he has a nice average there leading off. He's got some speed on the bags. You know he's got some pop at the bat, Sean. So they know the threat that Reichenborn places at the plate.
Yeah, and with a runner on third, you don't want him to bring in a nice run here. Montero with the pitch.
Oh, and Reichenborn, this one is smacked, nice Sean. Hit. Right to center field, though.
Right to center field, and that'll be the end of the seventh inning. As we go into the eighth, we'll be back on Palm Beach Cardinals Radio.
Song again! Here's that song again!
For the 100th time today,
here's that song again!
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day!
Yay! Here's that song again! It will make you cray-cray!
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times. Yay! Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
To your MILB Palm Beach Cardinals radio broadcast. Sean Walter here with you for the eighth inning. Looks like we have Luke Brown, who's playing center field now, up the bat for your Marauders. Jose Moreno still in for your Cardinals is it looks like he hit Brown with a little piece of that. Brown will walk to first.
Yeah, not to start. Marino was looking for Sean as Brown gets the first there. Start the inning here, top of the eighth. Marauders with a nice little lead there, 6-3.
Yeah, it looks like we'll be bringing in Fabricio Macias. Looks like he'll be coming in left fielder for Capanna. Macias' first time at bat today. Moreno with a nice curveball inside. Count now 0-1.
Yeah, they moved Brown over to center. They took Campana out. Macias, like you said, taking over the left field duties. First time at the plate today. Going to try to add some insurance to this lead.
Moreno with a nice fastball just over the plate. Count now 1-1. Moreno getting his pitch. Brown threatening at first. Macias with a nice hit to center field. As that's caught.
Wow, Reichenborn. Reichenborn with a nice throw, Sean, back to first, huh?
Yeah, nice throw. Nice out by Reichenborn and containing that runner at first.
Yeah, Brown hurrying up back to first. Reichenborn with a nice throw there to keep him in check.
Up next, we have Brendan Dixon. Yeah, Brown trying to avoid that double play as he takes off back to first.
Yeah, I don't think he expected the quick throw by Reichenborn. And now Brown showing that he's willing to steal second there, but a foul ball there tipped by Dixon. You got the speedy Brown at first, the speedy Dixon at the plate. A lot of speed for this Marauders team.
Yes, Walter, and using it here today makes a difference in the game.
Yeah, it seems like they've been able to utilize a lot of their speed to produce these runs, right? We haven't really seen a home run today, Sean. We haven't seen one yet. And a lot of yesterday, from what we were talking about off air, was, you know, a lot of those 13 runs yesterday was just timely hitting and a lot of speed on the bags.
Yeah, the Marauders are definitely one of the faster teams that we've seen here at the Dean, utilizing that speed to their advantage.
Yeah, the speed of the Marauders, definitely something nice for the Pirates organization to look forward to.
Looks like we've got a ball here, so the count goes 1-1 as the clock expires. Moreno waiting on his pitch. Dixon setting his feet. Nice fastball down the middle. Count now 1-2.
Yeah, one out here. Top of the eighth, Sean. Moreno trying to get out of this inning quickly. Give the Cardinals another chance. Oh, checking over at first is McKeithen Mendoza for the tag, but safe is Brown at first.
Yeah, and I like the way that Moreno did that. When McKeithen throws it to first, it's not a check, so they can save that. That's a nice play by the Cardinals there.
Yeah, you could tell Brown is causing all types of confusion for Moreno right now at the mound. He's dancing around over there at first.
Count is 2-2 on Dixon. But
yeah, Brown definitely threatening to steal second here with one out.
Ball low and in the dirt. Count full at 3-2. Moreno not looking to make a mistake here as Dixon threatens on second. Moreno getting the pitch. Dixon setting his feet.
And Brown's going, Sean. He's going to go easily as Dixon walks. And now we got runners on first and Dixon. First and second. So Dixon taking first. Brown taking second, Sean. Marauders looking for another fun-filled top of the eighth here.
Yeah, with two runners on the bags and just one out, you've got to think that they're looking to score again.
Yeah, and here's my thing, right? With Bowen up now, you know Bowen has some serious pop at the bat. He's got speed with Dixon and Brown now on the base pads.
And you know Brown will steal, so look for the steal here. Nice curveball inside. Count now 0-1. Bowen coming in with an average of 252. 5 home runs on the season. As that call was challenged and upheld.
Yeah, the 22 RBIs is what really stands out here early on in the season, right, Sean? Especially with the speed you see on the bags now. You know, this is a chance here where the game can really separate one way or another.
Breaking ball inside by Moreno.
And the Marauders looking to take advantage of that. They know what's at stake here with just one out.
Yeah, I definitely see the Marauders using their speed to their advantage. Big swing and a miss by Bowen. Count now 1-2. I see them using their speed to definitely win these games. 22 RBIs on Bowen. A lot of their runners will steal. You'll see a lot of fast-moving plays.
Ooh, Moreno chin-checking Bowen, and Bowen dropping really quickly to avoid that one hitting him. But you're right, Sean. You know, the Marauders have been able to use all the tools in the toolbox that are needed.
Yeah, and you can tell, even with their three errors, the 6-3 lead speaks volumes.
And this one smacked over to short. Is he going to get the double? Yes, he is. Moreno getting the Cardinals out of the inning, Sean.
We'll be back with your Palm Beach Cardinals radio.
Yeehaw.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Back with your MILB Palm Beach Cardinals radio broadcast. Sean and Walter here with you from the bottom of the eighth inning. It looks like we have a pitching change for the Bradenton Marauders. Number 28, Christian Charley, 6'1", 208 pounds coming from La Romana, Dominican Republic. Acquired as an international free agent in 2018 by the Marauders. Up to bat for your Palm Beach Cardinals is number 11, Osvaldo Tavalin. As Charlie throws a breaking ball up a little too high. Count now 2-1.
Tavalin with one hit on the day. Sean, going to try to get things going here as the Cardinals have two more opportunities just left on the day with the eighth now and the ninth coming up. It's not far-fetched, though, right? It's just 6-3. It's been one of those games that if it's not for the five-run sixth inning that the Marauders were able to put together, this is a complete different game if it's not for that. But that did happen. But it does give the Cardinals a little hope with two innings left here in the game that they can definitely get back in this one. Right, Sean?
Yeah, I believe the Cardinals have the ability to do it. You saw them in the last inning play some very strategic baseball, and I think that's what it's going to take to get them past the finish line here today. Chopped hit by Tavalin, fouled out.
Yeah, you're right about that, Sean. I think for this Cardinals team, it's been one of those series that, you know, it could have gone either way for either team, but they got a good couple of hard-fought wins. And then obviously yesterday was a day out of whack, right? We had the doubleheader here. They split that. And really, for the Marauders, you know, they had a tough week last week here with the Hammerheads. And this one is going to get past the second baseman, Dixon, Sean, bouncing right into the center fielder. So Tavalin starting this inning with a base hit to get on the bases.
Yeah, nice hit by Tavalin. The ball just falling right between the little crevices of in between first and second base, shooting right out to right in between center and right field there, and a great play by Tavalin.
Yeah, nice hit by Tavalin. Hit right past Dixon there. And the Cardinals to a quick start here in this inning.
Brady Wallen up to bat for the Cardinals. Breaking ball inside by Charlay. Count 0-1.
And Charlay has been productive and reliable for the Marauders this season. He's only has an ERA of 1.62. He's been a bright spot in the bullpen, trying to keep this lead where it is with the Marauders on top 6-3, but Tavalin on first with nobody out for the Cardinals.
Charlie with another curveball just outside the plate. Count now 2-1.
Whalen 1-for-3 on the day. If he can get on the good side of that at this at-bat, be a good opportunity for the Cardinals to get in this game here. And this one hit down the foul line over here at first base.
Right by the Cardinals bullpen. Whalen setting his feet. Charlie setting his pitch. Nice contact with a foul hit.
Yeah, Whalen favoring that right side. Another foul ball down the first baseline on the other side. Man, if he can get that one fair, will be nice. We're seeing some strategy here by the Cardinals trying to get back in this game. And this one is smack, Sean. That's going to be fair in front of the center fielder. So a nice hit for Whalen. Nice base hit. And that's now runners on first and second, Sean, with nobody out here in the bottom of the eighth.
Just where the Cardinals want to be. Great position for some good runs here. Let's see what Jeremy Rivas can do, as Rivas is up to bat next.
That's right, Sean. And Charlay getting a little bit flustered here in this first inning of work. But the Palm Beach Cardinals now with runners on first and second. Marauders on top 6-3, but nobody out here. Rivas is going to try to make something happen, and you know he can.
Yeah, Rivas comes in with a batting average of .271 on the season. I think that he's in a good position to make a nice pop here and put his Cardinals in the right position. Ooh.
Yeah, no hits today, but this would be a great time for one if he can connect on the ball here.
Fastball just over the plate. Now count 0-2. So Rivas needing to settle down a little bit here as he wants to avoid getting that first out.
Oh, and that one gets past the catcher. Oh, man. Goldfarb couldn't get a hold of that one, Sean. And the runners move easily there. So now we have second and third with nobody out, Sean. Bottom of the eighth. So it's been an eighth inning for the Cardinals, right? Down 6-3. In position right now with nobody out, with runners on second and third. You can see Charlie taking a breather there at the mound.
Yeah, just trying to settle himself down, not get too flustered. No outs here. Count 1-2 on Rivas. So you're looking for an easy out, but at the same time, you don't want that pitch to go the wrong way. Send this game the wrong direction.
You could see Rivas taking some direction from the bench on which way to go here, because he does have two strikes. And this one is going to be smacked over to right field, Sean. It's going to bring a runner home. Rivas with a nice hit. And now it's 6-4. Marauders over the Cardinals. A big hit by Rivas, Sean. Now the Cardinals just two runs away from tying this one up. What do you think?
Great hit by Rivas. Sends it right in the right fielder, just past the first baseman. Just what the Cardinals needed. Tavallin brings that run right in. Great play by the Cardinals. Definitely playing a better strategic game of baseball here as they look to try to tie this one up before the ninth.
Yeah, so Rivas, Sean, with his first hit of the day. I told you, man, right now would be the time to get that first hit going. He does, and that one just nicely hit right over by Dixon and Bowen. They had no chance. Finally, Romero was able to get to that ball, but, man, Tavallin, right? That's who came home. Yeah. Tavallin coming home, and look, Rivas did exactly what he needed to do, and there's nobody out here. In the bottom of the eighth, we got a whole new ball game here, Sean.
Yeah, definitely a whole new ball game. As you can see, it looks like the Cardinals dugout really started to focus up. They started to bring those hits up as well. Four runs, 11 hits for your Cardinals, no errors. So definitely playing a different ball game here as we go into these later innings.
Yeah, and with nobody warming up in the Marauders bullpen, a meeting at the mound here with Charlie and the squad, the whole infield coming in, trying to maybe calm things down, right? Keep down, cool it off a little bit, heat the composure on the right side of things. We'll see what happens here.
And it looks like
we did have a change. Did we have a change at the mound? Yeah, okay. Did we get a name on that change?
Yeah, we're.
Yeah, it was just.
Let me get a number.
Too much to handle for Charlie. You felt it.
Yeah, it looks like he was. He was trying to let the game get away from him there a little bit. But looks like we do have a name on the new pitcher for the Marauders. It's Denny Roman. 5'9", 180 pounds, out of Zacatecas, Mexico. International free agent acquired in 2018 as he looks to come in and finish the game here for the Marauders.
So, Sean, we have now the Cardinals inching closer to taking this series, huh?
Yeah, very hard-fought game of baseball here today. In a game that looks like it could have went either way, started out at a very even pace, and then you saw the Marauders try to jump one early on the Cardinals, but the Cardinals fighting back hard to get a win here today at the Dean. Great day for a game of baseball. No clouds in the sky, very little wind. We've got a ball game here.
Yeah, we got a ball game indeed with McKeithen now trying to make something happen at the plate.
runners on first and third for the Cardinals. Roman waiting on his pitch from his catcher. Count 0-1. Roman with a curveball inside. Count now 0-2. Runners are threatening for the Cardinals.
And this one is smack, Sean. Is it going to be out the park? Oy, no, no, no. Foul. Just foul. Wow.
Just foul.
Everybody kind of leaning over there and trying to see which way it goes.
Final call on the
ump. Oh, man.
Calls it a foul hit.
Could you imagine if that hit would have just went a little bit the other way? What a hit it would have been for McKeithen. He got a little taste of what it would have felt like. But foul ball the call now with the count 0-2, Sean.
Great contact, though. You can definitely hear the pop on that.
Everybody was leaning left, looking left. And the same type of pop. This one going well foul, though. Over to the same side, the left field side. So with nobody out, McKeithen here with some serious contact, just not the right way yet. Does have two strikes on the count there with no balls.
No outs for the Cardinals. Two runners on base. Cardinals looking to score here.
Yeah, Roman trying to get something right going for the defense here in the Marauders. And McKeithen smacks this one over to second. They're going to try to go for a double play, and they do. So they get the two outs, Sean. A run does come home. So with two outs, the Marauders are now holding on to a 6-5 lead, Sean. The Cardinals pulling within one.
Yeah, great play by the Marauders to go for the outs instead of the runs, trying to capitalize on the game and not the score, as they already have the lead. Darlin Marquette.
Yeah, McKeithen. 2-for-3 on the day, now brings them to 2-for-4, hitting into that double play, but did bring that run home. You know, they had no outs. What is going on here now?
Looks like we've got some action in the dugout here.
A little bit of commotion out here. Over by the Cardinals bench.
Let's try to see if we can figure out
some cute little doggies in the stands today.
Yeah, it looks like, you know, family and friends here at Roger Dean Stadium just enjoying the game.
Nice little doggy in the crowd. Guys, don't forget Wednesday through Saturdays at the Dean. We got the Hammerheads hosting the Threshers. This week at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Don't forget Silver Sluggers Wednesday. Happens here at the Dean as this one is hit over to the shortstop. It's going to be an easy play for the Marauders, and that one is going to get them out of the inning as we head over to the top of the ninth here at the Dean.
Protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
And we are back with your MILB Palm Beach Cardinals Sports Radio broadcast. Sean Walter here.
We are Bizak. That's right, Sean. Ninth inning. It's been an exciting game here with the Marauders holding on to a 6-5 lead. Top of the ninth inning here.
Yeah, very interesting game of baseball here. Very exciting. Cardinals looking to redeem themselves and take the lead here. Marauders trying to hold on to their 6-5 lead. And a couple great hits from both teams, a couple great steals from both teams. So, great day of baseball as Alexander Mojica foul tips that one into the stands. Count now 2-1. Jose Moreno on the mound, getting his pitch. Breaking ball inside. Count now 3-1. As the Cardinals look to... Mojica with a nice hit, fouled out into the stands. Count is now full at 3-2. Mojica setting his feet. Moreno getting his pitch. There's the kick.
Nice strikeout there, Sean.
Very nice strikeout by Moreno. Looks like he caught him while he was looking. That'll bring up Mike Jarvis, shortstop for your Marauders.
And that's exactly what the Cardinals want to do, right, Sean? Into this ninth inning. Really a productive, if you think about it, a good seventh inning, right, getting the one run there. A good eighth inning, getting two runs there. Little by little, chipping away, you can see, to really pull to within 6-5. Marauders just holding to that one run lead right now. And it does look like the momentum is kind of shifting here at the Dean.
Definitely shifting. I think it's going back into the Cardinals' direction. Big swing and a miss by Jarvis here. Count is 0-1. But I think the Cardinals can still have a chance here. One inning left. Plenty of baseball to play. Just got to play it the right way.
And this one smacked up high, up high, up high. And it looks like Mora's going to have a chance. Is he? And no. Sean, wow. Falling. Diving after it. Three Cardinals couldn't get to it over by the Marauders' bullpen. A loud foul there. A lot going on there for a foul, huh?
Oh, definitely a lot going on. It just sucks that three Cardinals over there. And
nobody could get to it.
Nobody could come down.
Ay, ay, ay. Don't forget, folks, here at the Dean, we got Silver Sluggers Wednesday. Silver Sluggers members age 55 and up can claim a free hot dog and soda at the game. And don't forget, there's a lot of competition coming out here on Wednesday for Silver Sluggers Night. You always have a chance to win a lot of prizes here with Baseball Bingo. So don't forget Silver Sluggers Wednesday here at the Dean. We got the Clearwater Threshers visiting the Jupiter Hammerheads this week as this one is bounced to the second baseman. And is he able to get it? Yes, he does. Is. Wow, Sean Hernandez over to Mendoza. Looks for like, that out number two.
Looks like Hernandez stretched himself through it right to Mendoza. Mendoza, nice triangle stretch there to secure that out by Jarvis.
Out number two. A big out there, Hernandez to Mendoza. Cardinals jumping all over things to get to that bottom of the ninth. That's where they want to be to try to close this one out. And this one smacked over foul. Over by that first baseline. But yeah, folks, don't forget Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, lots of family fun entertainment, lots of fun for your friends. Baseball fans, come out to the Dean, Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium here in Jupiter.
Another foul tip by Goldfarb. Count is now 0-2. Two outs for the Marauders. Cardinals looking to capitalize here. As Moreno gets his pitch.
Two outs here, Sean. Would be a quick inning of work for the Cardinals, a much-needed one as they head into their final attempt to try to take this one away. And like we mentioned, they've been chipping away. And it seems like the winner of this game is going to really have the momentum going into next week, right? Especially after yesterday's doubleheader. Today seems like that game that's a good temperature check of who really owned this series.
Most definitely, and I feel like with both teams just fighting to get back to 500, we can definitely see who wants it more here today.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Sean. And Moreno now with
three curveballs outside the plate here as the count goes 3-2.
And Moreno's done a good job. He has three innings of work, approaching 40 pitches. Talk about pitching, right, and bullpen work. He's kept the Cardinals in this game. Even though he walked Goldfarb there, he has done a good job, keeping the Cardinals in the game. Absolutely. The Marauders now just trying to hang on to a 6-5 lead as Moreno is having a meeting at the mound with McKeithen and Mendoza going out there. And now it looks like Hernandez. So we got half the infield maybe trying to talk strategy with Moreno here. And this is important stuff, right? Top of the ninth inning, you have two outs here. Sean, with a runner on first. If the Cardinals can get out of this inning right now, it's going to be a feel-good type of bottom of the ninth that they can make something happen.
Most definitely, and you just don't want to make any mistakes here. I feel like that's why he called the little meeting, just to get on the same page with your first and second baseman. Just to make sure.
Kind of like a quick timeout in like a basketball game where you just need like a quick little, hey, this is what we need to do. Calm it down. This is what we need. And now we're doing it again. We got the whole infield now chatting with Moreno here. No. And we do have some activity in the bullpen, Sean. So maybe the Cardinals are trying to buy some time to make a change here. You know what's important to them? A series win will help them stay in contention, right? I would say at least since it's early in the season, they don't want to lose another one. I mean, right now they're 12 and a half games back of the St. Lucie Mets, of the Jupiter Hammerheads, of Daytona. You know, they're dead last in the Florida State League East.
Yeah, and you know they're fighting to get out of that, fighting to get back to 500. So a big strikeout here would do wonders for Moreno.
Yeah, Hendry now at the plate trying to keep the inning alive for the Marauders with a runner on first, two outs. Nice pitch there by Moreno, catching that corner of the plate for a strike count, 0-1.
Moreno with a nice fastball inside. Looks like we've got someone warming up in the Marauder bullpen as well. Ooh, big swing and a miss by Hendry.
Nice pitch there again by Moreno, Sean.
Count now 0-2. A runner threatening on first for your Marauders.
That one up and away, Sean, for ball number one. So the count's now 1-2. And, you know, after that meeting of the mound, Moreno came firing there. Looks like he might be in good position to get out of this one. We'll see what happens here. Here comes the pitch.
Hendry setting his feet.
Oh, and that one gets by right through that space between first and second. And the Marauders making a throw to third. Pushes down at the runner coming to third. Looks like he shoved him with that tag, but he's checking up on him at third, and everything seems cool. But he's safe at third, Sean.
Safe at third is... as Goldfarb curves the second base, trying to get home, but nice hit by Hendry.
Goldfarb, the catcher, not necessarily the fastest out there, but running hard and getting in there safely. And it was Hendry, right, with the nice hit, the nice single, moving Goldfarb over to third. Hendry getting safely to first. And back to another meeting at the mound, and it looks like we are going to have that change at pitcher Sean Moreno. After three innings of work, close to 50 pitches, he did a good job, I think, keeping the Cardinals in the game, but we are going to have a change.
Yeah, Moreno definitely did a good job. Definitely had some speed on a lot of his pitches, but Gary Kendall going with the change. Let's see if we can get a number here for you. Number 32, Brian Pope from Mission Viejo, California, an unsigned free agent in 2021, acquired from the Cardinals. So let's see what he can do here. Warming up on the mound.
He's going to have a couple of warm-up pitches, Sean, with McKeithen. They're going to try to keep things simple, right? Because you have Romero at the plate. He's not a big threat at the bat, right? He's batting 191 for the season. He does have one home run in the year, five RBIs. But with runners on first and third, things are getting interesting here in the top of the ninth inning.
Yeah, you're trying to keep the them from adding any more runs on the score, trying to keep the Marauders where you want them with the lead obtainable. So with runners on first and third, Brian Pope here is going to have to make quick work of Moreno trying to get out of this inning.
Yeah, Pope just tasked with getting one out, Sean, but here is the stipulation, right? Runners on first and third, and there's a lot of stake. We're finally at the point of the game where we thought the Cardinals were trying to get to, right? They've been chipping away, and now they're here. 6-5, just one run away. They're trying to get out of this inning. A lot of coming back in this one all has to do with what Brian Pope does here with Randy Romero.
With Romero showing bunt. Nice fastball by Pope. Count is 0-1.
Marauders with 11 hits. Cardinals with 11 hits. Marauders, though, with a 6-5 lead here. Top of the ninth inning.
Curveball lowering in the dirt. Count now 1-1.
Randy Romero does have the one hit on the day. 1-for-4 today for the Marauders.
Big swing and a miss by Romero. Count now 1-2.
Yeah, Pope with a nice pitch there. One more strike to get out of this inning, Sean.
See if he's got it. Runners on first and third for the Marauders.
Oh, and that went just a little up high, Sean. Called for a ball. I thought it was a nice pitch.
Oof. I thought it was a great pitch. I thought that would have challenged, but no. Count now 2-2. Two outs for the Marauders, trying to stay in the inning here.
Oh, a nasty pitch by Pope, Sean, to get the Cardinals out of the inning.
We're going to the bottom of the ninth. We'll be back with your Palm Beach
it's
Cardinals.
It's do or die time.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And are back with your MILB Palm Beach Cardinals radio broadcast. Looks like we have a pitching change for the Bradenton Marauders. Jack Hartman, number 14, 6'3", 205 pounds, coming from Peachtree City in Georgia, acquired in the fourth round of the 2020 draft. Hartman looking to finish out the inning and the game for the Marauders here.
That's right, Sean. Hartman is going to try to close this one out and send the Marauders out of this series on a positive note. But the Cardinals, they're going to try to take this series in some serious fashion here in the bottom of the ninth, Sean. They've done a lot to claw their way back into this one, right? 6-5. Obviously, the Marauders had a wild sixth inning with five runs there. The Cardinals able to get back into this one. Setting up an exciting ninth inning here at the Dean.
Very exciting. Hartman with a curveball pitched outside, count is 1-1. Mendoza at the plate for the Cardinals. Ooh, just inside the plate. Ooh, and we have a challenge.
Yeah, we do have a challenge. Oh, man.
And the call is upheld as a strike. Count is 1-2.
Count 1-2. So Hartman coming out fast here, slinging.
Trying to maintain the lead for the Marauders.
No, looks like it was a check swing. It's going to be safe. So 2-2 the count. Mendoza can get on base. Mora's up next.
Mendoza setting his feet.
Oh, another one up and away there. So the count is full, Sean, here in the bottom of the ninth.
And Hartman does not want the game to get ahead of him here with a full count. He does not want to mock Mendoza here.
Not at all.
Hartman getting the pitch from this catcher. Mendoza setting his feet.
And this one smacked over to center. That's going to be an easy play for Brown. So the first out there, Sean. Mendoza cannot make it happen. Brings up Mora now.
Sander Mora, third baseman coming up to bat.
That's right, Mora.
Mora has the speed to get around the bases. Let's see if he's got the pop to get on the bases.
Yeah, so the Cardinals have to be patient here. They know they're not going to get a big swing at Mora, but if he can get on base, he's going to be a threat. Batting just 157 on the year. But Mora has had a good game.
Hartman with a pitch low in the dirt. Count 1-0.
He's got
setting his feet.
He's got two hits on the day, Sean. So he's had a good day indeed. Going to try to keep that going and give the Cardinals a win.
Fastball over the plate for Hartman. Count now 1-1. As
nice breaking ball there by Hartman.
Count is now 1-2. One out for the Cardinals.
Oh, a check swing there. Mora, man, probably should have gone for it, Sean. And that is the second out. A nasty pitch by Hartman. So two outs now, bottom of the ninth. The Marauders with a 6-5 lead. Now with the opportunity to close this one out.
Yeah, two outs for the Marauders. Not where the Cardinals want to be. No one on base yet. Second baseman Brandon Hernandez trying to change that around, but Hartman with a fastball inside, count 0-1.
Hernandez trying to get something going here with two outs. A swing with the ball in the dirt there, Sean. Not a pitch he should have gone for there, I don't think. Now with the count 0-2 with two outs here, Hernandez obviously trying to make something happen, maybe too fast.
Yeah, might have to try to switch up his strategy here. I know he wants the big swing, but...
Not a lot of time, though. Sean Hartman now with the opportunity to end it. And he does. Are you well? A called strike.
Called strike, but he does challenge. And the
and,
call
it and
upheld.
It was challenged. It was upheld. Hartman gets the strike. Hernandez went for it. It's a Marauders win here at the Dean. Brandenton on top, 6-5 over the Cardinals. Sean, what did you think of the game?
Great game by the Marauders. Great game by the Marauders. Great game by the Cardinals. We'll be back.
Wake up and text. Text and eat.
Mm-mm.
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Back with your MILB Palm Beach Cardinals radio broadcast post-game show. And what a game here. The Bradenton Marauders taking it 6-5 over your Palm Beach Cardinals, bringing them to 19-20 on the season. Your Palm Beach Cardinals dropping to 14-25. What do you think of the game, Walter?
Oh, man, I thought it was an interesting game, Sean. Definitely a roller coaster for both teams, right? We saw the Marauders with a big sixth inning, which really was the deciding factor in the game. If you look at the box score, 11-11 on the hits column, right? Both teams knotted out at hits. And even though the Marauders had 3 errors, they were able to pull this one out. But you got to give it up, I think, to the Cardinals, right? Fighting back. They were able to pull out some wins out of this series. You know, they split the doubleheader yesterday. Whenever there's a doubleheader in a series, it always kind of like makes things funky, right? But anyway, the Marauders with a big win. Cardinals, I think they showed a lot of pride there trying to fight back. But when you look at the division now, next week has to be a strong week for the Cardinals, right? To stay in this one, to stay in the division race. To pay some meaningful baseball. And the Marauders, Sean, they head back really with feeling good about how they look in the division, right? Like you said, 19-20, one game away from 500. And in baseball, that's not so bad to be around.
Yeah, it looks like the Marauders really went strategic in this game, used a lot of the tools in their arsenal to their disposal, used their speed, use their powerful hitting. The Cardinals definitely with some heart trying to fight back and come back strong in the game, but just the Marauders putting it over the top. And as you said, the 5 runs in the 6th inning was really what did the most damage to the Cardinals today as they tried to get the win. The winning pitcher for the Marauders will be Del Rosio. His score now goes to 2-1. The losing pitcher, Nunez, for the Cardinals drops to 1-1. So, and yeah, good hits by Capanna, Dixon, and Goldfarb for the Marauders to try to bring it in. Whalen and Mora, along with McKeithen, had the most hits today for the Cardinals, just 2 apiece for each of them.
Yep, and now you got the Cardinals, Sean, traveling over to Daytona Beach for the week at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. They're going to be in a series with the Daytona Tortugas, and that's going to be an interesting one because Daytona is right in front of Palm Beach in the standings. When you look at everything, right, you got Palm Beach right behind Daytona, right behind Jupiter, all trailing the first place St. Lucie Mets in the Florida State League East, Sean. So Cardinals looking to bounce back into the new week, and a big win for the Marauders, right? The Marauders, they are going to be up against, let's see, who are the Marauders going up against next week? It's the Mighty Muscles, I believe. Let me see the Marauders there. Yep, they're going to be up against them. But look, the Hammerheads are here next week, right? This week, they have a homestand up against the Threshers of Clearwater. So it'll be some good times at the Dean. We saw some great baseball the last couple days here.
Yeah, some great baseball, especially between yesterday and today. And I look forward to Jupiter and the Clearwater Threshers coming to town and doing what they've got to do. So thank you, Walter, for having me here today.
Thank you for having me, my friend. It was a great time. Sunday baseball at the Dean. Always fun with you, Sean.
Always fun with you, Walter. And we will be back next week. Have a good one.